Part 2, Section 11. Follow me, be as I am. When the day came for those first pilgrims to leave that perfumed land, which is forever blessed and holy above all places, their hearts were heavy. Soon they would be on the high seas, sailing away from his wondrous presence. Abdu'l-Bahá called them to him that final morning. Lua's beloved May Maxwell captured for all of them the spirit of that last interview with Abdu'l-Bahá before their departure. May testified to the atmosphere of love that surrounded them all in these words. In the might and majesty of his presence, our fear was turned to faith, our weakness into strength, our sorrow into hope, and ourselves forgotten in our love for him. As we sat before him waiting to hear his words, some of the believers wept bitterly. He asked them for his sake not to weep, nor would he talk to us or teach us until all tears were banished. Among Abdu'l-Bahá's words of comfort and inspiration on that occasion were these: "You have come here among the first, and your reward is great. There are two visits. The first is for a blessing. Then ye come and are blessed and are sent forth to work in God's vineyard. The second, ye come with music and the banners flying, like soldiers in gladness and triumph to receive your reward." Abdu'l-Bahá promised Lua, May Maxwell and their fellow pilgrims that the spirit which flooded through all of them in this day far exceeded that animating the great figures of past religions. "I say unto you," Abdu'l-Bahá declared, "that anyone who will rise up in the cause of God at this time shall be filled with the Spirit of God, and that he will send his hosts from heaven to help you, and that nothing shall be impossible to you if you have faith." What a wonderful promise. The souls of his listeners were galvanized. They were eager to rush forth into the vineyard. "And now I give you a commandment, which shall be for a covenant between you and me, that ye have faith, that your faith be steadfast as a rock that no storms can move, that nothing can disturb, and that it endure through all things, even to the end. Even should ye hear that your Lord has been crucified, be not shaken in your faith. For I am with you always, whether living or dead, I am with you to the end. As ye have faith, so shall your powers and blessings be. This is the balance. This is the balance. This is the balance." Abdu'l-Bahá closed that interview, which was to change the Western world and ultimately the face of the globe, with these words of tender love: "Now the time has come when we must part, but the separation is only of our bodies. In spirit we are united. Great mercy and blessings are promised to the people of your land, America, but on one condition: that their hearts are filled with the fire of love, that they live in perfect kindness and harmony like one soul in different bodies. If they fail in this condition, the great blessings will be deferred. Never forget this. Look at one another with the eye of perfection. Look at me, follow me, be as I am. Take no thought for yourselves or your lives, whether ye eat or whether ye sleep, whether ye are comfortable, whether ye are well or ill, whether ye are with friends or foes, whether ye receive praise or blame. For all of these things ye must care not at all. Look at me and be as I am. Ye must die to yourselves and to the world. So shall ye be born again and enter the kingdom of heaven. Behold a candle, how it gives its light. It weeps its life away, drop by drop, in order to give forth its flame of light.